Vande Natad Bhutaishwaryam Sri Nityanandam Ishwaram Yasya Chaya Tatsarupam Agyayanapi Nirupyate Vande Natad Bhutaishwaryam Sri Nityanandam Ishwaram Yasya Chaya Tatsarupam Agyanapi Vinirupyate Vande Natad Bhutaishwaryam Sri Nityanandam Ishwaram Yasya Chaya Tasarupam Agyanapi Nirupyate Ladies, any ladies? Okay. Vande, let me offer my obeisances. Ananta, unlimited, Abhuta, and wonderful, Aishvaryam, whose opulence, Sri Nityanandam, unto Lord Nityananda, Ishwaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yasya, whose Ichaya, by the will, Sarupam, his identity, Agena, by the ignorant, Api, even, Nirupyate, can be ascertained. Translation, this is verse 1 from the chapter The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is as wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vinda All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Charya. All glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Verse number 3. I have described the glory of Sri Krishna Chaitanya in 6 verses. Now in 5 verses, I shall describe the glory of Lord Nityananda. Sarva Avatara Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tanharara Ditya Deha Sri Balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. Purport. Lord Shri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the primeval Lord and the original form of Godhead, and his first expansion is Shri Balaram. The Personality of Godhead can expand himself into unlimited forms. The forms have unlimited potencies are called Swamsa, and forms that have limited potency, the living entities, are called Vibhinamsa. Text number 5. Eka e swarupa donhe bhinna matra kaya atyakaya vyaha krishna lilaya sahaya. These two are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Purport. Balaram is a Swamsa expansion of the Lord, and therefore there is no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity among the first quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. Sei Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra Sei Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared as Lord Nityananda. Sankarsana Karana Toyasai. Sankarsana Karana Toyasai. Garbhadasa, no. Sankarsana karana toyas, Sankarsana karana toyi sai, Garbhadosai cha pavodi sai, Shesha cha shayasyam sa kalasa nitya, Nandakya rama sharanam mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan, Seshanaga, and Vishnus, who lie on the cardinal ocean, Garbhana ocean, and ocean are the plenary portions of his plenary portion. Sri Sarup Damodara Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer his respectful obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears in the 7th of the first 14 verses of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gena Jana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swampadantitam Pande Hum Shiguro Shiyuta Padakamalam Shigurun Vaishnavamscha Si rupam sagrajatam sahaganad raganatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam sarvadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna padam sahagana lalita Sri Vishakam vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taruvischa Kripa Sindhu Pahevacha Vritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaho Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siya Dvaita Gadadhar Sivasani Gaur Bhaktivinda Ajanu Lambati Bojo Kanaka Madakso Sankirtanai Papitaro Kamalaya Taksa Vishwambaro Dwijabaro Yugadharma Falo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sanodido Gorodaya Pushpanvanto Chitta Sando Tamo Nudo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's always a glorious occasion to honor Sri Sri Gaur or Nittai or both, because our whole movement centers around the teachings and the activities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Brajendra Nandanaye Sachi Sutu Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Netai. Prabhupada would say anyone who sees any difference between Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda, in fact the scriptures say he's a Pashandi, he's an atheist. There's no difference. The only difference, as it was mentioned, is their bodily structure. But ultimately they are the same personality in two different forms. And Gaur and Nittai, being non-different than Krishna Balaram, have reappeared in this age and to establish the principles of Harinam Sankirtan, or the Yuga Dharma. Kaler Doshanidhi Rajanasti Eko Mahagun Kirtana Evi Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Bhajan. This age in Kali is an ocean of fault. And therefore there are so many, many problems. You try to solve one problem, you create two more. You solve those two, you create four. These are the words of Prahlad Maharaj. He said, every time you try to solve a material problem with a material solution, you create another problem. Because they're not solvable by the same thing. Just like if you... If you drink poison and then you try to neutralize that poison by another kind of poison, you just get more sick or you die. In other words, material antidotes for material problems are just creating another problem, and it doesn't solve the real problem. Problems are on the spiritual platform, and therefore in this age, because there is this age is such a degraded age, Mahaprabhu, he has come along with his associate Sri Nityananda Ram. And what are they doing? They are going from place to place and inspiring everyone to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Udilu Aruna Gaudana Bhaji Dvijamani Gauda Amhani Jagi Tattari, tattari, bhaji loko, gana gana, maja majiro. They go from place to place, singing and dancing and waking up everyone in the village. Get up, you're sleeping, you're wasting your life in this useless activity called sleep. And during the day, you're just decorating your dead bodies with all kinds of stuff. Now stop all this and just understand where's your real happiness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Enechya sari maya nasi baralagi, Harinama maha mantra now to me vagi. So this is the medicine in this age, and the doctors have come, doctor and his assistant doctor, both doctors, but they're all, it's like in our Bhaktivedanta hospital, we have a Gaur Nittai, and we've named Lord Chaitanya's Chaitanya Vaidya. Sri Sri Nittai Chaitanya Vaidya. And that is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Lord Chaitanya is called Vaidya. And there's so many ailments in this age. And therefore, you need not only a doctor, but a doctor who knows all the sciences of the medical cares. But he has one particular antidote which gives, even brings dead bodies back to life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in order to propagate his teachings, he requires his assistance. So he brings along his older brother, Lord Nityananda is the older brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared actually 12 years before Sri Chaitanya appeared in 1486. And he appeared in a village called Ekachakra, which is still there. You can go by car from Navadvip Dham to Ekachakra in about 5 hours. And it's a beautiful little quaint village. And of course, the devotees have invaded the village and made it less quaint and turned it into something more of a metropolis now because they understood the importance of it. And so we built a beautiful temple, which was very much appreciated by the local people there, in honor of Sri Nityananda Ram. And now devotees go regularly, especially during the Gaur Purnima festival, to take part in the pastimes and the activities of all of those holy places that were given by Sri Nityananda Ram. So he appeared in the house of Hadai Pandit. That house is still there. Hadai Oja and his wife Padmavati. And growing up, they were in a Brahmin family. And little Nittai, being the Supreme Lord, but still in disguise of who he was actually, would gather his friends together and play various pastimes from the scriptures. They would play Ram's pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, and many other pastimes. So this was their play, not like the kids to now. They see something on Bollywood and they want to play that, right? And there's some... You know, it's just some kind of frivolous game that nobody gets any benefit. It just expends some energy and wastes a little time. But Lord Nityananda, in his infancy, and a little bit older, in his not adolescence, but in his youth, grew up with his friends, and they would gather all his friends, and he would say, "Let's play the pastime of Lakshman being hit with the javelin of Indrajit." Oh, and so they'd all get together, and Nityananda, he would be the choreographer, and he'd sign the different persons, the different parts in the play. And you could be Indrajit, and I'll be Lakshman, because he is Lakshman anyway. And then he would have the Kaviraj there. He would be point one of his friends as the doctor, and then they would act at pastime. And then Indrajit, the boy, would take a flower, that would be the javelin, and he would throw it at little Nittai and hit him in the chest with this flower, and then he would fall down. And he'd lay, like, unconscious, and he'd stay like that. And everybody, when they saw little Nittai looking at it, thinking, "What happened? They're playing, and now he's not moving." They went over there, and there's hardly any breathing. He's unconscious. He may be on the verge of death. He was playing the part perfectly. And so the kids became quite anxious, and the parents started to come out, and they all thought, "What happened to Nittai?" They were worried. But then one boy, he said, "You know, Hanuman, bring the herb, bring the herb, bring the herb." So one boy, he was playing Hanuman, he came and he was holding this little, tiny little piece of dirt, which was the mountain. And then they came, and then the Kaviraj, Shushena, I think his name was, he took the, and he played it. So he put the herb under the nose of the little Nittai, and he came back to life. Everybody, oh, then they would say to him, "How do you play your pastimes? They're so real-like. Where do you get all your knowledge from?" And he would say, "These are my leelas." And they would think, "What is he talking about? These are his pastimes." So they couldn't figure it out. So he would play many of the different pastimes. And this is how he grew up. He also had a younger brother, which was named Banka Roy. Banka Roy. Banka stands for Tribanga, which means Krishna, who in his threefold bending form. And his Roy means Radharani. So his younger brother was a manifestation of Krishna and Radharani together. You don't hear many pastimes about his younger brother, but if you go to that area of Ekachakra, you could probably find out more, because there is a particular form of knowledge is called Stala Purana. Stala Purana means village stories that people know from tradition had happened many hundreds or thousands of years ago and were passed on from generation to generation. But what we know about him is that there is a particular temple that in honor of Bunkim Roy that is there in Ekuchaka. If you've been there, you can see the beautiful deity for Bunkim Roy, and people come and worship him. He's in a three-pole bending form in a very, very beautiful posture of bending over. And he is worshipped by anyone and everyone comes, along with daily worship that is done by the local temples. And so there's not too many stories of Bunkim Roy. There are a few. But this was his younger brother, because in that manifestation, that is actually Lord Chaitanya and Radharani, or Radharani's mood. So in that in particular, he plays the role of the older brother like he does in every pastime, except when he played the role with Lakshman and Ram. That's actually set the foreground to his changing his position. He always wanted to be the younger brother to serve the older brother, but then he got so many instructions when he was in the mood of Lakshman from Ram that he didn't like. He had to take Sita and take her out of Ayodhya and bring her to the ashram of Valmiki Muni and leave her there. He didn't want to do that. He was crying. And so many other things. He had to guard Sita when Ram went looking for the deer Maricha, and then he got chastised from Sita for saying that you're actually, you're after me. That's why you're doing this. So he took a lot of beating in that younger role. So he thought, next time, older brother. That way I can choose whether I follow or not. So then he became Balaram, who appeared before Krishna, as we know, and again here in Lord Nityananda's pastime. So as he was growing up, he became the cynosure of the whole village. Everyone was focusing on little Nitai. He was so lovely and so sweet, so gentle, so kind. And anyone who would see him said, "Oh boy, I wish he was my son." They actually took that mood. They actually adopted him as his own son. He was so, so beautiful just to look at. And so loving, so gentle, and so kind. And so he became the village itself. And then one day, one particular sannyasi, to this day there is controversy who that sannyasi is. Some people say it's Sarup, Vishwarup, his older brother who had left, the Lord Chaitanya's older brother. Others say it is Lakshmipati Tirtha. But nobody can give an actual conclusion on who this sannyasi was. So he came and he was traveling, and he immediately went to the house of Hadai Pandit looking for some shelter. And Hadai Pandit, being a very welcoming Brahmin, welcomed him into the house and took care of him nicely, gave him nice prasadam, a place to stay, and they would massage his feet. And little Nitai was attending to his services. After 3 days, this same sannyasi decided it was now time to move onward. So he said, "Now I have to leave. I have to continue my travels." Hadai Pandit thanked him so much for the opportunity to serve. And then, of course, he made a mistake. He says, "Is there anything else we can do for you?" And that statement he regretted. You don't say that to certain sannyasis. You never know what you're going to get. And if you say no, once you get the order, it's like you get a reputation. And so he said, "Yes, please, what else can we do for anything?" He said, "Yes, actually, I am a sannyasi and I've been traveling alone. And I actually require an assistant to assist me in my travels. So please give me your son, Nitai." Whoa, it was like a thunderbolt came out of the sky and hit him in the head. It was like worse than death. He was struck with shock. Couldn't think. He was bewildered. At the same time, here's this sannyasi. How could I say no? But he was frozen and silent. He didn't know what to do. He didn't say anything because he couldn't. And then he went to his wife, Padmavati, and said, he's asking for nittai. Padmavati said, what can we do? So she wasn't happy either. And then Nittai made the move. He just ran next to the sannyasi and stood by him. And then they both turned around and left. And then Hadai Pandit, feeling such distress and already feeling separation, instantly he was feeling separation, he followed behind. But the sannyasi continued to walk, and Hadai was not able to keep up, and at one point he just stopped and froze in a particular place, and then he was gone along with Nittai. And he stayed in that place where he last saw his son, Nittai, and he stayed there for 3 months. He didn't move. And after 3 months, he left the body. The shock of his separation from Nittai was so much that he couldn't continue his existence. His wife also, she was also in mourning and lamentation, losing a little Nittai. But that was Nittai's pastime. He knew that actually now, this actually happened at the same time that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the planet. So that was when Nittai was 12 years old, and Lord Chaitanya had appeared 12 years after the appearance of Lord Nityananda. And then with that sannyasi, he traveled. Of course, he's Balaram. So just like he did in his incarnation as Balaram, he went to various holy places and purified these holy places and gave his darshan and advice to so many people for 20 years. So little Nittai did the same thing. He traveled for 20 years. Until later, he actually came to Navadvip. Of course, I should backtrack a little bit, that when the villagers actually in the Eka Chakra had heard that Nityananda was no longer there, the village went into chaos, and they all started to run around looking to see if they could find that sannyasi. But as hard as they looked, nothing was found. And they were all thinking, boy, if I can find that sannyasi, I'll say, give him my son. Don't take Nittai. That's how much he was loved by all of the villagers. That's, in fact, after Nittai left and it was understood that he wasn't coming back, the entire village just went down. It practically lost its whole life. The villages became a place of mourning for everyone. He was loved by so many, and it just felt like my life is gone when Nittai has gone. Nittai padakamalam koti chandra susitala ye chayaya jagadudayai. Says the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are like millions of cooling moons. It's like in the sky, the moon is there, and the moon gives out these beautiful rays that light up the whole sky. And in the heat of the summer, if someone is working very hard and they're fatigued, they sit underneath the moonlight, and that moonlight energizes, and they feel very peaceful and energized by the rays of the moon. But Lord Nityananda's feet are Koti Chandra. There are millions of moons. So one who takes shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, and Narottam Das Thakur says, the lotus feet of Nityananda are real. They are not imagination. They exist. One who seriously prays to Lord Nityananda, please give me your shelter, that person becomes the property of Lord Nityananda. So he takes care of that devotee and gives him everything he needs. And, of course, he gives him his shelter and he gives him entrance into pure devotional service. Because Nityananda is actually, he's Guru Tattva. He's Guru Tattva. And so in order to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to approach the Supreme Lord in the form of his manifested expansion, Sri Nityananda Ram, who represents all of the spiritual masters. One cannot approach the Supreme Lord directly. It's not possible. Because the Lord has set up the system by which he can be approached. And so his representative, and especially his bona fide spiritual master, is a manifestation of the mercy of Sri Nityananda. And he's considered to be identical with Nityananda. In the life of Srila Prabhupada, we also have a very interesting... I'll just digress into another direction for a moment. Where Prabhupada said that when devotees sometimes would ask about Prabhupada's identity. One time he did say, "My color is reddish gold." Reddish gold. So Prabhupada was saying his color in his, you know, spiritual form in the spiritual world is reddish gold. Now, if you go to Navadvip, Mayapur, and you stand in front of the deities, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivas, you see that there are three different color golds in the altar. There is pure gold, solid gold, or we might say bright gold, and that's Lord Chaitanya and that's Lord Gadadhar Pandit. They are golden. Because Gadadhar Pandit, he is manifestation of Srimati Radharani. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. And Lord Chaitanya, he's Gauranga. He is golden. He has her color. And if you look at Advaita and Srivas, they have a whitish tinge to their gold. It's kind of whitish gold. You can see the comparison. If you look at Nityananda, his gold, his color is reddish gold. So you see on Mayapur three different colors of the deities. And so when Prabhupada said, "My color is reddish gold," he kind of gave away a little bit of his, you know, his Istadeva, or not Istadeva, but his Swarup, that he is actually coming from the tattva of Lord Nityananda. And of course, that is Guru Tattva. And therefore, one who takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, he receives the mercy of the spiritual master, along with the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Nityananda Ram, who engages one in devotional service. And therefore, it's important to understand that taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master means getting the full mercy of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, one cannot approach the Supreme Lord. But this is the process given. And the spiritual master is very merciful. Just like it's mentioned in one place that the word nitai changed the word letters around. N-E means take. N-E means to take. Ne. And nitai means to take this. So another translation of the word nitai, or another interpretation of the meaning of the name nitai, means take this. That means you can get all your desires filled by Lord Nityananda. And you have to be careful what you desire. If you desire the wrong thing or desire something that's not good for you, you'll get it. That's nitai. He's very, you might say he's supremely merciful. And so there's a beautiful story in the life of Lord Nityananda, which centers around his pastimes in Ekar Chakra, where Nitai was there, and he was about to enter into a forest, and people were saying, "Oh, Nityananda, you can't go into that forest." This was when he was in Navadvipa. There's a very, very powerful, deadly cobra in that forest. He's big. And anyone goes in there, he attacks them and devours them. So don't go. And Nityananda, he's not worried about, you know, because he's an antashesh anyway. So he goes into the forest. And then this snake comes out, and he shows his hood, and he's looking right at Nityananda. And Nityananda starts to talk to him, very involved, complete. He said, "You rascal." Called him that. "What are you doing? You're causing so much distress to people in general. Why are you like that? Give up all of this bad activity." And so he starts chastising the snake. And then the story goes on to describe who is that snake. And it's a wonderful story, and I'll mention it. And it goes on to explain that when the Pandavas were in exile, they came to a village right near Ekachakra, and they were staying there, but they had no place to stay. Actually, they were living without any shelter. And Sri Vyasadeva, the author of the translation of the Shastras, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, he appeared to the Pandavas and said, you go to Ekachakra, just nearby. And there's one person there. He is a Brahmin. His name is Vedasara. And you go to the home of Vedasara, and you go and you could stay. He will allow you to stay. So the Pandavas were there along with Mother Kunti. They took the advice of Vyasadeva, and they went to the house of Vedasara. Now, Vedasara was very poor. He could hardly manage himself, and now he had five Pandavas and soldiers, warriors, along with Mother Kunti in his house. And so, in order for him to live, he would have to go out every day and beg just to get enough food. So nobody was, practically the Pandavas were also starving. But at the same time, there was a calamity that was going on in the village, and there was one particular demon. His name was Bakasura. And he used to attack the villagers, and then he would just devour the villagers. So prior to that, many years before, the villagers made a deal with Bakasura that, "You're causing so much problems to all of us, we cannot live properly. But we'll make a deal with you. We'll give you one person and a cartload of food every day. And this will be enough to satisfy your hunger for that day." So this Bakasura is not the same Bakasura that appeared in Krishna Lila. It's a different one. And he agreed. So every day, one person from one household, and it says that the villages was big, so there were many people in the village. So during the day, the early morning hours, one man would get on the drums. He would beat the drums, and that would call attention to everyone, and then he would announce the household who had to send one person to the demon along with a cartload of food. So while the Pandava was there in the house of Vedasara, one day Vedasara's house was announced that he had to go, or some member of his family had to go to satisfy the demon. So when the word got back, of course, he was in distress. The whole family, he had a daughter and a son. His son was about 14, his daughter was about 11. So his son said, "No, father, I'll go." And he said, no, you can't go. You live your life, I have to go." So he was insistent. But then when Kunti heard what was happening and she learned the whole story, she came. And she found out what was going on. She said, "Actually, I have five sons. So I'll give you one of my sons. He can go. You can be free from this demon." And she chose Bhima. Because she knew that Bhima would be back. So there was food gathered, and there was a big cartload of food. And Bhima was very happy. So he was carrying the cartload of food, and the demon was way up on the mountain. And so he was dragging the food up the mountain, but he was thinking, "Boy, I was living in the house of Vedasara for so long, I was not getting anything to eat. Now I have a feast right in front of me." So he was eating everything in the cart while he was dragging the cart. And when he got to the top where the demon was, it was nothing. He finished it all. And the demon became really angry, and he said, "Who's this person?" So he attacked Bhima. Of course, Bhima was just finishing up his meal, so he didn't want to, you know, bother breaking his prasad. Because, you know, somebody's taking prasad, somebody comes to bother you, you say, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You go back to the most important thing, you know. So he was eating his prasad, and so he, when the demon came, he just grabbed the demon like this and held him, and he continued to finish his meal. And then when he finished it, he just took the demon and just wrapped him up in a ball and just punched him. And the demon was like this size. He just couldn't see any form. It was just big lump of flesh. And he pummeled him to death and finished the demon off. Now, meantime, Arjuna comes back to the house, and Kunti tells what's happening. So Arjuna thinks, oh, I got to help Bhima. So he has his bow and arrow. So he takes out this snake weapon, and he's going to help, Bhima subdue the demon. So he fires the snake weapon from a distance with the demon as the target. But the demon was already dead. So when the snake weapon went, it had no object to hit. And so it just fell as a snake in one place. And then the snake, was there. And then Arjuna learned, and actually now he had fired that weapon uselessly, but then he had created this snake. And the snake, now the snake was saying to Arjuna, you've created me, and now I have no place to go and I have no food. You're going to have to give me some shelter. So, and then, what happened? And so they arranged for the snake to take shelter there. And then that place became a place that later on, when Lord Nityananda was there, came as a young boy, he took off his earring in that same place where that snake was living. There was a hole where the snake was living, and he put his earring on top of the hole, and then the earring grew into a big rock, and to that day that rock is worshipped as the earring of Lord Nityananda. And you see Lord Nityananda, he only has one earring now. So that was the same snake that Lord Nityananda met in the forest. He had come again as a big, powerful python. And so Lord Nityananda again met that same snake that was there in Ekachakra. So that's the story of that particular appearance of that snake. Boro suke kabugai, boro suke kabugai, suravi kundeche namera kuriche. Koda Nitai. Koda means merchant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute the mercy of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But he always is asking, I need some people to help me distribute this mercy. This is a storehouse worth of very sweet and succulent, tasty, juicy fruits. But I need others to help me. So Lord Nityananda stepped forward and he said, I will go everywhere and anywhere. So he goes to everywhere and anywhere, and he sets up his own marketplace to sell his commodity. What is that commodity? The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama. And he has his assistants, Srivas, he's the accountant, he takes care of all the books. Because, it's a merchandise, it's a business, you have to have your assistants, you can't run the business alone. And he has Haridas Thakur, he's the watchman, making sure the goods don't get stolen. So he has all his assistants, and then he has his signed up, please buy this commodity. It is the best thing on the market. And once you buy it, you can't give it back. Because you won't want to give it back. But because he's a merchant and he has to make some money, you know, Vaishyas, they have to make money. He's not a Vaishya, but he's playing the role. And so he puts out his sign for prices. And you have to pay for it. And it's not rupees. It's not dollars. It's not pounds. It's not any kind of money currency. It's faith. Faith. So this is very important, that as much faith as you have in the chanting of the holy name, that much of the mercy you will get of that holy name. If you have complete faith in the holy name, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there's nothing in the 14 worlds like the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. That all you need in order to become fully Krishna consciousness is complete absorption in chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we chant, every day we chant and we do our japa and then, but we should always think that this is the best time of the day. This is my favorite time of the day when I get to chant japa. Not like, oh no, 16 rounds. Mount Kilimanjaro is easier to climb than 16 rounds. So difficult. And then you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. One round, but 15 to go. Oh God! And you get on your, you got 14 rounds done. It's 2 rounds to go, and it's 10 o'clock at night. And you're thinking, only 2 more to go. I really want to take rest. I got to do my rounds. My guru said so. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. So 15 minutes later, you finish your 15th round. Late night japa club. Don't join. There's many members, but make sure you don't get invited. So, and then you're on your last round. And then you're thinking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You're checking the beads just to see how fast it is. And you get down to the last few beads, and when you get down to the last beat, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai. And you put the beads on the hook. See you tomorrow. Don't come today. So yeah, it's, you know, but it shouldn't be like that. I don't think anybody here has that mood, but there are devotees who do have that mood. So we, you know, we want to understand that this chanting is susukam kartam avyayam. It's the pinnacle of transcendental happiness. Kirtan and japa. There's this mood in some places in the ISKCON society. That, yeah, kirtan, I'm there. Japa, don't talk to me. I'm not available. In other words, you know, I'm chanting my rounds in kirtan. I count how many times I say Hare Krishna in the kirtan. And if I can do it 16 times, you know, 108 times 16, then I can finish my round in kirtan. But it's not like that. Japa supports kirtan, kirtan supports japa. One feeds the other. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would always chant japa every day. And he would always chant in front of the tulsi plant. Just because he knew tulsi is also auspicious. So those who chant in front of the tulsi plant get extra mercy in their process of chanting the holy name. And so Mahaprabhu would do that. And even if he would walk, he would have one of his devotees, assistants, they would carry a tulsi plant in front of him, and he would walk behind the plant and chant while he's walking. That's mentioned. So yeah, how important Tulsi is in bringing about auspiciousness in everything we perform in devotional service, especially our japa. There are many pastimes of Lord Nityananda. I'm supposed to speak again this evening, so I'm going to save a few of those more bombshell pastimes for the evening. But we went to I remember I went one time to Eka Chakra. And there's a particular pastime where when Lord Nityananda was at the house of Srivas Thakur, and Srivas Thakur's wife, Malini, she was doing her puja to her deity. And she was offering the articles, and when she was about to offer the conch shell, a crow flew inside the window and took the pot where you pour the water into the conch shell, up, put it in his beak, and he flew out the window. Now this was Srivas Thakur's favorite pot, and Malini was in distress, and she was thinking, "Oh no, my husband is going to be so angry. The pot is gone," and so she was in distress. So Nittai was there, and he said, "Matiti, why are you worrying?" "Well, the crow came in and stole Srivas's pot. He likes that pot very much. And he's going to be angry." He said, "Don't worry. Hey, crow! Crow! Crow!" That's not a good one. If you really want to learn how to chant like a crow, stay in, Mumbai. So many crows. I'm chanting japa. I'm hearing I'm thinking he's making fun of my japa. So I try to get more serious about chanting. So this crow stole, and then the crow, when Nittai called, the crow came back, and he brought the pot back. And then Malini said, "Oh, Nittai, thank you." But she said, "For you, that's not very wonderful." This is just a... And I remember I went to Eka Chakra one time. I was asked to take one family. So we went, me and this family, and I was showing them around. So we were in one barn area, and there was a cow there. And so I started to tell this particular pastime about the crow stealing the pot. And as soon as I did, one crow came and sat on the cow right next to where I was. He wanted to hear. So I was thinking, thank you, Nittai. You're making this pastime even more exciting. So these are some of the pastimes of Lord Nityananda. There's so many wonderful stories of Sri Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Of course, we'll speak about Jagai and Mare this evening. Because this evening is there at least another hour to 2 hours worth of pastimes. We'll talk about that one tonight. Is there any particular pastime anyone would like to hear? Which one? Say again. Jagai Madai? Is that what? I couldn't hear what he said. He said it so softly. Jagai Madai. Okay. You can always tell it twice. So, Lord Chaitanya, he was in Navadvip, and along with Lord Nityananda. Of course, there's a beautiful story how they came together. I'll tell that tonight. And so Lord Chaitanya wanted to spread his mercy to everyone and anyone. And so Lord Nityananda, knowing the heart of Lord Chaitanya, he decided to go anywhere and everywhere and spread the holy name. And also there was Srila Haridas Thakur. They were both there. So Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda, go to every house, knock on the door, and tell him to chant Hare Krishna. Teach him to chant Hare Krishna. Explain to him the glories of chanting the holy name. So Lord Nityananda takes that instructions on his head, along with his associate Haridas Thakur, and they're going to different places. So Nittai would come to the door, and people would open the door, and he'd say, "Oh, Nittai, you come." And he would say, "Oh, Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Lord has come, and he's come with the mercy of the holy name. So please, he's asking everyone and anyone to chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare." So please chant. Nittai, we have a big family, and we have so many. We have agriculture. We have food. We have to do all our work, and we don't have any time to chant Hare Krishna. So Nittai wouldn't take that. And so he would get on his knees, and he would put a straw in his mouth, and he would sometimes even roll on the ground. He would beg them, "Please chant, please chant, please chant." And they would say, "Oh, Nittai, Nittai, get up, get up, get up, get up. Okay, we'll chant, we'll chant, we'll chant." And so he would take the most humble and menial position just to encourage people to chant. And people would, some would chant, some would say, "All right, we'll chant later, Nittai. Don't worry." So he was going anywhere and everywhere. And then he was thinking, where can we put Lord Chaitanya's mercy on the most unqualified people? So they were inquiring, where could we go? And then the townspeople could come and they would say, "Well, you know, these two brothers, Madhavananda and Jagadananda, they're the marshals in this area. They're the sheriffs. But they're also the biggest criminals." Sounds like today's, you know, newspaper. Nothing different. It's just now modern day Jagadanandas and Madhavanandas. And so so they would point him out. And no one would go near him, and they were always intoxicated with strong liquors, and they would, you know, be drinking, and then they would call each other names, and they'd punch each other. And they would, you know, they were just kind of rowdy. So Nittai, from a distance, he said, "Hey, you two brothers, Lord Chaitanya has come with the mercy in this age. Please chant Hare Krishna." And then, "Who's that calling me?" And they would look. Who is this guy? "Get him!" So they would run. And then Nityananda and Haridas, they ran. And these two brothers were chasing them and running and running and running and running. And Nityananda's running and he's laughing. And Haridas Thakur is running alongside of him. He said, "You know, I don't know if I should associate with you anymore, because I was beaten in 22 marketplaces and somehow I survived. Now I'm associating with you and I don't know what my future's going to be." And then Nityananda would keep laughing. So they would go home and give their scores to Lord Chaitanya. And then next day they went out again and they pinpointed these same two drunkards, Jagadananda and Madhavananda. And so again, from a distance, "Hey, they're back. Chant the holy names of the Lord. You'll be happy. Give up all of your sinful activities and chant Hare Krishna." And then Bhadai became very angry and he took a broken piece of pot and he threw it with all his might, and it hit Lord Nityananda in the head, and his head started to bleed. Many people in the town saw that, so they ran to tell Lord Chaitanya what has happened. the Lord Chaitanya came and he saw the whole scene. And he became really like fire, and he stood in his pose as Lord Narayan, and he caused his chakra to come. And his chakra came, and he was about to kill these two sinful rascals. But then Jagai fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and started begging him, "Oh, you know, I didn't do it, he did it." He was blaming his brother. "Please show your mercy." Because, you know, the Lord was in that mood of, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was angry. He was going to finish these two brothers off. And then he begged. And the Lord became a little bit pacified. And then Nityananda said, "My dear Lord, actually we have come in this age not to kill the body, but to kill the mentality. So please let us give them another chance." And at that time, when they had saw Lord Chaitanya in that mood, they became very fearful and frightened, and they understood. And they actually at the same time became somewhat repentant from their sinful activity. And Madai ran over to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, fell at his feet and started to cry and ask forgiveness. And of course, Lord Nityananda immediately forgave him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in that mood of holding his chakra, Advaitacharya also came, and he said to Lord Chaitanya, because what happened was, as soon as they forgave Lord Madhavananda and Jagadananda, all the sinful reactions came into the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his body became fully black. And Advaitacharya said to Lord Chaitanya, "Hey, you look like Krishna." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that these sinful activities in Jagai and Madai, they are free, but anyone who blasphemes devotees will get the reactions of these sinful activities. And so he made that declaration. And anyone who blasphemes devotees will get the reactions of the sinful activities of Jagai and Madai. Very serious. I don't want to tell the whole detail of this story, but I know one particular devotee. I won't mention any names, but he's suffering like crazy now. Suffering like crazy. Because he committed tremendous offenses to his spiritual master. And practically rejected his spiritual master for no reason. Now he is miserable. Totally miserable. I'm trying to help him. He's talking to me. I'm saying, you have a chance. Just try to chant the holy name. Apologize to your spiritual master. He says, "I can't approach him. I'm too fearful. I'm too scared." And so I said, "All right, and then just chant the holy names." Can't even chant. Can't chant. I said, "Do four rounds, two in the morning, two in the afternoon." Can't do that. He said, I can't even sound the holy name. And he was chanting 16 rounds at one time. And then I said, "All right, chant two rounds a day." Can't even do that. Very sad situation. He wants to commit suicide. And twice, two devotees came to him and saved him from that. And he's still on the verge of suicide. This is going on right now. I'm trying to help him now. So pray for him. I can't mention his name because it would be too embarrassing for him. And it will probably devastate him even more. But he's in a very terrible situation because he really committed some really bad offenses to a spiritual master. For no reason. For no apparent reason. And so, you see, this is the reaction that one gets when they criticize or blaspheme a great soul. Their spiritual life is finished. And although they were once in a good position, now they can't even chant the holy names. Can't even sound the holy name. It almost reminds you of the pastime of Valmiki Muni. When Narada Muni met Valmiki Muni and somehow purified him from all of his heinous activities. He was a murderer. And now he came to Narada Muni, and he became the object of Narada Muni's mercy. So Narada Muni told him, "You chant the name of Rama." And he couldn't. He was too sinful. The name of Rama wouldn't come out of his mouth. So Narada, being very intelligent, said, "All right, you chant the Lord of Death, Yama." So instead of chanting Rama, you chant Mara. Mara. Mara means death. Mara. M-A-R-A. So he's chanting Mara, 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 Ram, 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 Ram. Like that. So, yeah, maybe I should try that with this devotee and see if it works. But yeah, so that is Lord Chaitanya gave them. So now Jagannath and Mani were free from all of their sinful activities, and they had actually become somewhat peaceful, having received the mercy of Gaur Nithai. But they were still suffering from the anxiety and that they had committed a great offense to Lord Nityananda. And so Madai would cry practically all day just thinking how he had offended Lord Nityananda. When Lord Nityananda gave him some service, he said, you should go and to serve the Vaishnavas. He said, "You go near the Ganga," and then he showed him where to go, "and you build a ghat there. And people, when they come to the Ganga for bathing, they can first bathe in your ghat before they take bath in the Ganga." So there's a place there along the Ganga. I'm not sure exactly where. Somewhere near the entrance of Rajpur in the area of Navadvip, where Madai Ghat is there. And people still go. But while he was digging the ghat, people would come and say, "Oh, there's that Mudai, what a rascal." So now he's thinking he's now a devotee. So they would take a rock and throw it at him. And then it would hit him. He'd pick up the rock and he'd go back to the person. He'd say, "Here, throw it again." This is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. How humble, how repentant he became simply by receiving the mercy of Gaur Nithai. Their mercy is unlimited. As Srila Prabhupada would say, if you think you have great intelligence and big brain, you have scholarship, you can tackle all problems easily, then try this one. Try to understand how merciful Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda is, and you will never understand. You will never understand. Because, and of course, the example of Jagaya Mare is the pinnacle or the supreme example of their mercy. These people were so sinful. When Yamaraj came to Chitragupta and said, "Can you tell me the sinful accounts of Jagaya Mare?" Chitragupta, he was the secretary of Yamaraj, he said, "My dear master, we are 1 month behind calculating all their sinful activities. We've just hired 30 new scribes to write everything down. They're exhausted. They can't keep up. As they're committing a sinful activity every moment." There's also places which describe how sinful they were. So it talks about one place where there was one blind man. He was poor, and him and his young daughter, his daughter would lead the blind man from door to door so they could beg alms for them so he could live, and his daughter was escorting him. So Jagai and Marai saw them, and so they attacked, raped the girl, and stole the money from the man. I mean, how horrible could you possibly be? This is how horrible the Jagai and Marai was. They were swayed, so their sins were unlimited. But this is Lord Nityananda, that even the most sinful can somehow be freed from all of their sinful actions It's like I have the opportunity by the mercy of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, to go preach in jails. And we meet people who are really, really quite sinful. There's one person that I was preaching to. He was a member of a street gang. And these street gangs in different places in Los Angeles and in America, they fight to the death. And so there's different gangs based on different cultures, different neighborhoods. They make these gangs. There's over 500 gangs in America on different streets. Even the police can't stop them. They're so powerful, these gangs. Of course, they pay the police also not to bother them. So this one person, he came to jail. He had killed 8 people. And so he started writing me. I was writing him back. I sent him a Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I was preaching to him, trying to... And he was making nice advancement. He was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, chanting the holy names of the Lord. And then later he took initiation from Vaisheshika Prabhu. Because Vaisheshika also was... So I was thinking, you know, you should take initiation from him. So he did. And one time when he was in jail, the same person who had killed 8 persons, big, strong, he's a, you know, he's a bodybuilder, got all kinds of tattoos. One guy came up to him when they have this place where the prisoners can roam freely in this open area and they do calisthenics and everything. So he came up to him and he said, "Is your name?" And he said his name. He said, "Yes, that's me." He said, "You killed my best friend." So he attacked him. Now, this devotee, his name is Nittai Balavan. Balavan Nittai. That's his new name now. He got the name Balavan Nittai. I mean, he could have easily finished this guy off. And that's what they do. When he get attacked, they fight. But he said, "I surprised myself. I didn't fight back. And I just grabbed him and held him down so until the guards came and took him away." He said, "How did I do that?" He was thinking, usually, you know, my old way is when I'm attacked, you know, it's just like... He said, "This must be the mercy of Lord Nityananda." He surprised himself. He wrote that in a letter, how he didn't fight back when he was attacked. He simply subdued a person until the guards came. So, this is the mercy of Nityananda. Changes these hardened criminals into peaceful devotees. His mercy is unlimited. And the chanting of the holy names of the Lord is so, I mean, that is the supreme mercy. I'll tell you one story, because this is a very interesting story. About a couple of years ago, in the middle of the coronavirus, when it was being spread everywhere, in one jail, the coronavirus spread to all of the inmates in the jail. Practically everybody had it. But the jailers and they didn't want to do anything to give any kind of treatment. And so they treated a few people. But this one boy, he actually was writing to me and to others. He was chanting the holy names. He had just become new in Krishna consciousness. We were sending him books. And so he came down with the virus and the jailers didn't do anything. He had to suffer alone. So he's thinking, "I'm going to die." So he went into his cell and just started to chant. That's all. That's all he did. And he just chanted and chanted and chanted and chanted and chanted and chanted and chanted. He was just chanting all day. And he was also praying to the Lord and chanting at the same time. After a few days, he was completely cured of the COVID virus. No medication, no association, nothing. Just by the holy name, Enechya Sadi Maya Nasi Bada Lagi. Harinama Maha Mantra, loud to me. This is the medicine. not only for the ailments of, you know, Bhava Rog, which is the disease of material life, but everything falls into the category of the mercy of the Holy Name. Just chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bode Sukhaya Kabogai, Bode Sukhaya Kabogai. Lord Nityananda, He is very merciful. So thank you very much. We'll stop here. I know devotees have other services to do throughout the day, getting ready for the festival and worshiping the deities very nicely. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Nityananda Ram ki jai, Sri Nityananda Avirbhav Mahamahotsava ki jai. Hare Krishna.
You're big.